I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston. One of the Arctic 30 is out of jail. She's a Brazilian activist who walked out of a courtroom in St. Petersburg, Russia today, holding a sign that said, "Save the Arctic." She was the first to be released out of a group of 30 Greenpeace activists who were arrested in September after protesting Russian oil drilling in the Arctic. Bail hearings continue for the others. Anton Benislavsky is a Russian lawyer on the Greenpeace legal team. He told me earlier that the release today was a measure of progress, but that overall the trial of the Arctic 30 is a political circus. Tell me, Anton, do you have faith in the Russian legal system?
No.
And why not?
I worked for 10 years as a corporate lawyer, and it was something personal for me that I saw how the justice has died. So, now I see that it's more the administrative body than the body of justice. And that's why I see more politics in our courts than law.
Can you just summarize for us what happened today in the St. Petersburg courtroom?
We have some bail decisions on activists of Arctic 30, with only one decision to extend the detention for Colin Russell from Australia. The first activist which was released from the jail is Anna Paula from Brazil. Now she's free, and we're waiting for other activists to be free after all the formal procedures with the bail will be finished.
Right, because I gather activists also from Argentina, Canada, and Italy have also been granted bail. You expect they'll be freed, at least pending trial, in the next couple of days?
Yes, because in Russian Federation, this procedure is quite long. After the decision of the bail, after granting the bail, you need to fulfill bail payment. And after that, the lawyer can take this document and go to the CISO to release his client. With Anna Power, it took 2 days. This is the great progress for this case. So we will pay all our attention to the case of Colin Russell because he's the only activist who now has the extension of the detention.
He's the man from Australia, is that right?
Yes, yes. His case was the first.
Why don't you just tell me how Anna Paula looked when she was released today, the Brazilian activist?
One who leaves the jail should look like very happy. Now she has a chance to spend first night not in the jail, but in a more pleasant place.
Anton Benislavsky, a lawyer with Greenpeace Russia, thank you for your time, sir.